Lead us, guide us, direct us, O God, as we continue our study today. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday when I left the radio, we were talking about Nicodemus and salvation that came to him, of course, by grace. When I left the radio yesterday, I was discussing a very, very important verse of Scripture. John 3:5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again." Now Nicodemus asked, how can a man be born when he is old? He was thinking in the natural realm, and of course, God deals in the spiritual realm. That is, we're born, as I'll show you, of the Spirit. Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water," and I closed the broadcast yesterday declaring that the water here is the Word of God, not the baptistry. Not the baptistry by any means, but the Word of God. And I gave you John 15:3. Now ye are clean through the Word. Ephesians 5:26. The church is sanctified by the Word. 1 Peter 1:23. We are born of the Word. And Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, the Word of God, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile or the Greek. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Now, Jesus is giving to Nicodemus the instruction, the spiritual instruction that he asked for. How can a man be born when he is old? Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Now listen carefully, beloved, and let me make a statement here that I trust you will not miss. God gave up flesh in the Garden of Eden. Now does that mean that a Christian can use his body, his flesh, his hands and feet, any way that he desires? A Christian will not desire to get drunk and live like the devil. A Christian will desire to do the things in the body that bring glory to God. As long as we tabernacle in this flesh, we will make mistakes. We will come short of the glory of God. But when a born-again Christian, when a man is a born-again Christian, he does not desire to do the things that the world and ungodly men participate in. Now, the thing that cures the habits of the flesh is not changing the flesh, but putting within the man a new heart, a new spirit, and a new creation on the inside. Now, listen very carefully to what I'm going to say. When God saved me 34 years ago, God did not put new feet on my legs or new hands on my arms or new eyes in the eye sockets. God did not put a new tongue in my mouth. God put a new heart in my bosom and a new spirit in the inner man. From the heart proceed the issues of life. And as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as man gazes on the outward appearance, God looks upon the heart. Now, the reason I don't get drunk anymore, God gave me a new heart. The reason I do not take God's name in vain anymore, I have the same tongue that used to do it. The same tongue that blasphemed God is in my mouth, but I have a new heart. So I don't take God's name in vain anymore. And I could just keep on and keep on and keep on, but what's the use? You will never, beloved, overcome the things of the world, the flesh, and the devil until God gives you a new heart. Now, Jesus said, the wind bloweth where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, canst not tell whence it cometh, whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. Now, listen to me very carefully. The Word of God is the incorruptible seed. The Word of God is the power of God. The Spirit does the borning. We are born of the Spirit. That which is born of spirit is spirit. So the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, does the borning through the incorruptible seed, the power of God, the Word of God. It is no wonder, and I tell you, beloved, it disgusts me. It really does. During the past 12 months, I have received more translations of the Bible from houses asking me to announce them on my Gospel Hour program. Well, now, you haven't heard me announce any new Bibles. The only one that I have announced is the Royal Deluxe Bible, and that's a King James Version. That is not a new Bible. That is not a new translation. It's the old King James translation. So, I do not announce any new Bibles. I do not accept any new Bibles. I am using the old Scofield, and I have enough in my desk to last me until Jesus comes, if I live, to be 90. And I wish that I could, if Jesus tarries, I'd love to preach until I'm 90. But I know that it is physically impossible from the standpoint of my health and my physical condition. I know it's not impossible with God, but the way I have preached and traveled for the past 34 years, I do not expect to live to be 90. But if I do, I have saved enough old Scofields to use till I die. I don't have any intentions of getting accustomed to anything different than what I have. This is the Bible that brought me to God. This is the Bible that has been with me for these 34 years. And this is the Bible that I've used in meetings these many years. And I've read this Bible to hundreds of thousands of people. And I intend to keep on reading it and keep on studying it and keep on preaching it. Absolutely. Now, the Word. It is no wonder the devil is doing everything in his power to discredit the Word of God. And here's what people are writing to me. Brother Green, we have a new this, a new that. We have a different this, a different that. And preacher, who are we to believe? What translation is right? Let me tell you something. You keep your old mother's Bible, that old authorized King James Version. You keep it, mister. This nation was founded, grounded, and built upon it. Every great nation, God bless you, that has ever existed was founded, grounded, and builded upon this old book that I hold in my hand. So you stand by it, live by it, and die by it. And I'm not a bit uneasy where you'll go when you die. Now, get back. Nicodemus answered and said, how can these things be? How can these things be? People are still asking. I get letters in my mail. Brother Green, how can a man that was born 2,000 years ago, died 2,000 years ago, how can he help me now? He's not dead now, beloved. He is not a baby in a manger. We're not serving a babe in a manger. We're not serving a Christ on a cross, and we're not serving a Christ in a tomb. We're serving a Christ who is seated right now at the right hand of God the Father. He's there to make intercession. He's there to save to the uttermost all that come to God through him. He's there to make intercession for all who are saved. He ever lives. There is a man, glory to God. There is a man, the man Christ Jesus, seated at the right hand of God right now. Nicodemus said, how can these things be? And they're still asking. Jesus answered and said, art thou a master? Now that means teacher, and the Greek reads the teacher. Art thou the teacher of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee. Now watch this. We speak that we do know. We testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I've told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Now Jesus said, we speak. In other words, I and my Father and the Holy Ghost speak the things we know. Now, listen. He didn't say, I perform the miracles that declare who I am. He didn't say that. He said, we speak. Faith comes by hearing, not by seeing. Not by seeing. Anything that you can see, you don't need any faith to accept. If I can see, I have a stopwatch in my hand right now. I picked it up from the desk. I don't need any faith to believe that this is a stopwatch in my hand. I see it. I feel it. I have it in my hand. I know it's a watch. I don't need any faith. Listen, I have never seen God. Peter says we've never seen him. That is, you and I have never seen him. We don't see him now. Peter saw him, but we don't see him. But we believe and we rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now that's faith. 1 Peter 1:8. So, Jesus said, we speak what we know. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak. I'm speaking words. In John 6:63, Jesus said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The words I speak, not the miracles I perform. Now, let me say this to you. Let me say this to you. God has the power to heal cancer, tuberculosis. God can heal a person dying with a heart attack. God can heal a person that is absolutely eaten up with cancer and breathing their last breath. God can heal that person. But the greatest miracle on earth today, the greatest miracle, is the healing of a spirit, a soul, not a body, not a body. God can heal bodies, but the greatest miracle is to heal the soul, the spirit, and to put a new heart and a new spirit within a man or a woman, a young man or a young woman. Now let me read on down. Watch it. Jesus said, and no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. You see, you can't separate the Godhead, because Jesus was standing right here on this earth, and he said the Son of Man came down from heaven, the Son of Man is in heaven, and there the Son of Man stood in the presence of Nicodemus. So you can't put God Almighty in a test tube in a laboratory and dissect God and separate God and Christ and the Holy Ghost. They are three, yet one. One God manifest in three persons. All serving, working, giving, doing, that we might have faith and stay out of hell. Everything that Jesus did, everything that Jesus said, everything that Jesus was in your interest, that you might be saved. Now listen to what I'm reading. No man hath ascended up to heaven. Now, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Not going to be, but already condemned. Why? Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Men are saved because they believe on Jesus. Men are lost because they believe not. That's as clear can be. All right, look at verse 19. And this is condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God. Verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He had a hungry heart. He was strictly religious. He was dedicated to the religion of his fathers. He believed in the religion of Israel. He was living in a position as the teacher, and yet he did not know, he could not understand how he could be born a second time. Jesus said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit, the spirit is spirit. Now, Jesus explained to Nicodemus, as Moses lifted up the serpent, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. So you see, beloved, we need to move from the manger to the crucified, buried, risen Lord. Thank God for his birth. Thank God for his life. Thank God for his miracles. But, hallelujah, he nailed our sins to his own cross, and he did it willingly. He who was just died for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And if you ever come to God, Jesus will bring you. The only possible way for any man to ever become a Christian is to hear the word. Verily, verily, I send you, he that heareth my word, believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. He was born to die. He was made a little lower than the angels to taste death for you. Have you received him? Have you believed on him? Have you trusted him? If you haven't, I beg you, I plead with you, in his precious name, trust him now. Believe on him, receive him, and by grace, he'll save you and write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Father, honor the precious, powerful, saving Word of God. We're born again through the incorruptible seed, the Word of God. The Word is the power of God unto salvation. Honor thy Word, O God. Honor thy Word, the precious name of Jesus, the precious blood, and save every soul that's calling upon you now for Christ's sake. In Jesus' precious name, amen.